Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is a story and an event that will make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. I've ever seen some of these videos, you know, a bunch of monkeys smell a leopard or something, and suddenly they start chattering and their hair sticks up. But that's basically what this is. There's an article in the New York Times, but it well encapsulized what is happening around the country. And that is this. I've told you in a previous segment that there are election deniers about 2020. You know, people say like a Gableman, or people say like a Mike Lindell, My Pillow guy, people like that, who are basically big steel types. You know, they say there was fraud. Trump won the election. We got to stop Trump not winning a future election. It's basically just autocratic sentiments, ignoring elections, and using any means possible to overturn them. And we've talked before about how election deniers, 2020 election deniers, are running at all levels of government and races around the country to supervise elections, and in some cases count the votes. And you remember Stalin's dictum, Stalin the murderer of 20 million people, the Russian communist who murdered basically everybody he could get his hands on, especially anybody who opposed him, once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And there are people, these election deniers, running to count the votes. Well, here's some more specific information. The Secretary of State position in most states has a great deal of control over the elections. We saw that in Georgia. You know, Brad Raffensperger is now the Secretary of State. But when Trump called him and threatened him and said, come up with another 11,500 some odd votes, if he had said, okay, then Trump would have, quote, won in, quote, Georgia. It would have been obvious fraud. There would have been court cases. But if that had happened in the six swing states, Trump would have stayed in office while the courts figured it out. And he, in effect, would have conducted a coup to stay in office. Fortunately, Raffensperger stood tall. And there are a few people, one in Michigan and one in Pennsylvania, who are on commissions, who are Republicans, who nevertheless insisted on opposing the big steel ideology and counting the votes squarely and showing that, you know, Biden won Michigan by more than 100,000 votes. He won Pennsylvania by almost 100,000 votes. Well, there are people running for Secretary of State, more than 12 of them, more than a dozen of them. They're running for Secretary of State. And if they get elected, and these are all Republicans and all people who say that they would not have certified Biden in 2020 and they won't certify a Democrat in 2024, no matter what. In some cases, they've won their party's nomination, their endorsement for nomination. In some, they're very competitive. Let me give you some examples. In Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada, there are Republican candidates who are either won their party endorsement or are very competitive, who very easily could beat the Democrat in November and count the votes, like Stalin. It only matters who counts the votes. It is because there is a nationwide movement, an organization called America First, and these are on the America First slates. America First, you've heard about America First. You've heard about it during the 1930s when it opposed getting involved in the Second World War. Then Trump revived it. America First, America First. And how can you argue with America First in general? I'm a patriot. I'm a Navy vet. I believe in America First, but I believe in democracy. And I don't believe in fascism, and I don't believe in overturning elections through the use of force or fraud. But there's an America First slate, believe it or not, for secretaries of state. And they have more than a dozen candidates from the America First slate. By the way, America First slate, the organizers have QAnon links. Essentially, this is a QAnon-influenced slate, America First, and more than a dozen of their candidates have either already gotten the Republican endorsement or are competitive. And they easily could beat a Democrat in some of these states. And if they do, they will count the votes. QAnon will count the votes. What do you think is going to happen? There's a QAnon guy. Remember Cyber Ninja in Arizona? It was a QAnon guy that put that together. What happened, do you think, if Mike Lindell had counted the votes? What do you think would have happened if Trump had counted the votes? Right now, their candidates from the slate are very possibly going to win in Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada, three of the six states that resulted in the Electoral College going to Joe Biden. He won Michigan by over 100,000 votes, Nevada and Arizona by less than that, and he won it fair and square. But if you have a Secretary of State who says, no, I think there's fraud, I'm going to send a certification for the Republican, which is what these people have promised in their campaigns, that's going to take the courts to overturn it. And the courts, increasingly because of Trump's, I'm talking about federal courts, because of Trump's appointments, are more and more Republican. And they've shown what they'll do to benefit the Republican Party. Now, what about Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania, the Republicans in a primary just nominated a guy named Doug Mastriano, who's a state senator. And he came right out with a QAnon position. He just said, Trump won, and I will not let that happen again. And remember, the governor signs off on the certification as well as the Secretary of State. But it's even worse because, believe it or not, in Pennsylvania, the governor appoints the Secretary of State. You don't get to vote for the Secretary of State. That is why the Republicans in Wisconsin are going to put a referendum on the ballot that can't be vetoed by Evers because referenda can't be vetoed. And it's going to say the Secretary of State, Lieutenant Governor, Treasurer, and the Superintendent of Public Instruction will all be appointed by the governor. This sort of QAnon-type control is going to extend into our own state if that referendum passes. You cannot let that happen. I don't care if you're a Republican or an independent listening to the show. Do not give up your right to vote. Never give up your right to vote, no matter who says it, no matter what seemingly plausible arguments they make. Now, Doug Mastriano is mouthing the QAnon position, and he gets to a point. In this state, and whoever he appoints doesn't even have to be a Pennsylvania citizen. He could appoint Mike Lindell to MyPillow guy. And Mike Lindell could rent an apartment in Pittsburgh, show up only at election time, appoint staff, and count the vote. Voss could appoint Gableman and pay him. Well, what the heck? He pays him anyway. And my tax dollars, and your tax dollars, and he already blew the budget up to 900 grand. He could do the same thing here in this state if that ever passed. This is very sick, and this is very, very wrong. In Georgia, Raffensperger is running again. He's a Republican, but he stood tall against Trump. We have a very good candidate against him, but she has nowhere near the name recognition of Raffensperger. But in Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada, in Michigan, we have a good Republican, good Democratic incumbent Secretary of State. She's terrific. She should beat the denier running against her. But can I guarantee that in the year when Biden's in the White House and there's a lot of tough issues that he's doing a good job fighting? I can't guarantee that. Michigan's an important state. So is Arizona and Nevada. What if election deniers, the Republicans, win in all those states? It's a certainty that Doug Mastriano won the nomination for the Republicans in Pennsylvania and the governor appoints the Secretary of State. That is a certainty. That is a certainty. But we have a very, very good Democratic candidate for governor, the Attorney General in that state. Very, very good candidate. Can he beat Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania in a year with we're the incumbent party in the White House? Statistically, there's a headwind. But are there enough Republicans and independents and moderates in Pennsylvania who will look and go, well, yeah, you know, I might like a little bit of a change of party, but I'm not going to put in a QAnon guy. I'm not going to vote for QAnon. I don't know. I don't know. The jury's out. But beware. In this state, in Wisconsin, fortunately, we have Doug LaFollette. Now, Doug is opposed in the primary, and I respect that. But Doug has been Secretary of State for a long time. I know him very well. I'm a friend. I like him. I think he's done a good job. They stripped him of all his duties. So how can I say he's done a good job? Because he stands there and they can't beat him. They can't beat him. And whoever comes out of that primary has got to beat the Republican, because she has said that there was something wrong with the election and she is a denier in Wisconsin. My feeling is that Doug LaFollette, and I'm going to vote for Doug LaFollette, deserves another term, and he will stand tall against this sort of business. In fact, he is absolutely above attack by the Republicans. They're all junior varsity amateurs compared to Doug LaFollette, and he will stand tall. Now, obviously, if Tony Evers and Josh Call get reelected, which I hope they do, then we have a good set of linebackers here, but we're playing defense largely because of the gerrymandered legislature. All of this is intended to do two things: put you on notice about the QAnon influence in the counting of the vote. And this doesn't even get to things like elected election commissioners, who's going to be on the Wisconsin Election Commission, will it be abolished by the Republicans, that kind of thing. It doesn't even get to that. But the core goalie, the core linebacker, is the Secretary of State. And more than 12 of them now have, on the Republican side, QAnon leanings in ideology on voting and counting. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.